from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That's a real shame.
When
you know?
The Royals had played the White Sox, they had already lost 13 and 14 and 15 in a row. They've now lost 20 games in a row. And I know last year was awful for the Royals. Like, we all know. Last year was
terrible.
They
were a bad team.
They won 56 games, and now they're on the verge of maybe having one of the greatest turnarounds in baseball history. And
probably is going to be no matter what.
Right? But the White Sox have lost 20 in a row, and they are only a couple more from having the most consecutive single-season losses since 1900. The Orioles in 68 lost 21 in a row. They're only one away from tying that. And then the 61 Phillies lost 23 in a row.
So they're going to set a record.
I can't even fathom it, because we've had plenty of bad baseball here before.
Not this bad.
But to that level, again, 56 was, we know what that felt like. It felt like they were losing every night. The White Sox literally for the last 20 nights have lost.
Yeah, it's, I
mean, just okay, ridiculous. So, and they didn't trade Garrett Crochet. They didn't trade Luis Robb.
No, which is a huge mistake. Now, those guys still have control.
I get that.
So they can still trade him. I will, laughing, going back to like 3 years from now, or 3 years before now, when everybody was like, look at what the White Sox are. They're all, here they come, Alex. They're signing all their minor league players to long-term extensions. They're going to lock up their future forever. And now they're stuck with this.
Yeah, people were praising
them. They're stuck with this roster. And everyone's making real money, because they paid them all real money. Denny Matthews was on Carrington's show last week, and I couldn't believe he said this, because you got to think about how long Denny Matthews has been in baseball. Denny Matthews was on the Royals broadcast crew when they were founded in 1969, okay? He wasn't the original play-by-play guy. He was a play-by-play guy like 5 years later when he was the color guy or whatever. But since the origin of this franchise, he has been on the Royals radio call. He on Carrington's show last week said this is the worst team he's ever seen. I want you to think
that's
about
saying Denny, something, man.
Denny Matthews, who's been in baseball his entire damn life, and he's like, I've never seen anyone look that terrible. That kind of speaks to it. I like comedy of error teams sometimes. Now I'm rooting for them to set the single lowest win record of all time, even though I guess I do want them to beat the Guardians in a couple of weeks or whatever.
Yeah, but there's odds now over at FanDuel on when this is how bad it's gotten. When their next win will be. This is how bad it has gotten.
Tough.
When there are prop bets available for when the Chicago White Sox will get their next win. So they're playing the Oakland Athletics on the 5th, which is today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. It's basically they're plus 150 to win tonight. The White Sox are. Then if you think they're going to get their first one against the Athletics in 2 days, it's 280. 3 days, 5-1. Then their next series is the Cubs, followed by the Yankees. So this thing, if it goes all the way to August 12th, which would surpass the record by far,
yes,
against the Yankees, that's 2,500 if you think that's the night they win. But tonight's their best shot, of course, at plus 150 to actually break the streak. But you could put a little money down if you think it's going to drag on longer.
Oh, you know what? It's good to be immortal no matter what it is. Like, historic losers, you remember them like you do historic winners. I'll never forget that Lions squad going without a win. I'll always remember the, like...
So you're saying be bad enough.
Be bad enough to be the king of losers.
Bad enough to break history.
Don't just be bad. Be historically bad. Be comically bad. Hell, if you're a White Sox fan, you should be rooting for it. It's your only chance to get competent management. Competent... like, you need them to be so bad that the owner feels shame and wants to sell his team.
Mission already accomplished there, though. You know what I mean? Like, I like Pedro Grifol a lot. It's not his fault overall like with Grifol. What's been going on with that person. With that yeah, I got you. With that organization. But that the guys in the clubhouse and that, like, I hear you. You want to make history from your perspective, but man, in general, you also, if you're a fan of the White Sox, you don't want your name forever
like the
as
Lions.
The worst baseball team in the last 120 years.
Baseball. It's always weird to be like the worst because baseball has the longest history of any of the sports we cheer for in this country. Baseball's been around forever. They got people named Patches O'Houlihan from like 1871 who have like impossibly low records or high records or whatever that make no sense. So if you're the worst ever, that really is accomplishing something. I think you should want to be in the baseball record books.
All right, when's their next win? Let's just do it. When's the next win? How long does it take for the White Sox to break the 20 game stretch? The betting options, they will not win any games before August 15th, which would be well over a month at that point. That's 14-1. But what do you put in? Do they get a win against the A's?
Over a month. They almost haven't won in a month.
I'm going to go with...
I think they get a win against the A's. I think it's the day game. I think the A's tonight. Put in the day game lineup.
I think it's tonight.
I think they lose 21-22 and they fall one record short of the full record.
I'm going to go with tonight. Everybody's talking about it now and everything. So then it'll snap tonight.
The problem is we need them to beat the Astros starting the 16th. Honestly, I kind of hope that they lose until they face the Astros because then the odds are they'll get one against them, you know? I want them to beat the teams that I actually care that they beat. I don't care what they do with the A's.
I mean, Cannon's pitching tonight for the White Sox. He pitched against the Royals last week. I'll go tonight because I think there's something about everybody talking about the streak now.
It's not going to get better, by the way. Their September schedule is at Orioles, at Red Sox, at home against the Guardians to open up the month.
People loving your dodgeball reference.
Just needed a, you know. I couldn't remember the name of the one that is the one that they always use in that tungsten arm duel or whatever, the one they use in that Mike Trout Shohei Ohtani tweet. That would have been the one maybe I went with, but I couldn't remember the exact name. It's just such a...
Drew, what's your answer?
That reference is always good.
When are they getting the win?
I would say tonight because I agree with you, Gold. I think they're going to lock it in. You know, it's put up or shut up time. When we've been talked about too much. We stink too much. It's time to... I'll say tonight.
Okay. After they lost 10 in a row, they didn't have that conversation. But now they
not
lost 20.
Not yet, no. You know, it didn't quite hit them until they reached 20.
2-0?
That's what it took.
Now
for them to
they're
focus.
Like, oh my God, no, we really are losing a lot. You might want to try doing the other one.
And as one of our listeners points out on the text line, says, hey, and Cleveland's just 5-5 against this same White Sox team.
It makes Cleveland should have a 10-game lead baseball. In this division.
Baseball, man.
And somehow they don't. You know what it is? They're not just losing. No game's close. Lost by 6 yesterday, 4 the day before, 8 the day before that. So again, just not even like in a game. Just losing wildly. By 7, by 1. Okay, there's a close one. By 3, 6, 6, 10. They're just getting their ass kicked. It's not just losing. They're not like, they don't even, like, they can't even come up like we talked about with MJ. No one's coming up in the ninth inning for the White Sox with a chance to just accidentally run into a home run because it would be accidental at this point and then just get themselves there. You know who I feel bad for? Nicky Lopez. I like Nicky Lopez as a person, and that's just got to be a miserable experience. He really did care about winning when he was in. He's just on a miserable existence.
Other than when he got moved to Atlanta and he was part of their playoff run, last year or 2 years ago, he's been part of nothing but bad baseball teams.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.